He's a Jew's Jew, Israel's best friend. He was Wall Street's conduit to Congress. Cantor was good for the Jews, not Virginia voters.
Derek Cantor, last night, was one of the most powerful politicians in America, one of the top Republicans in America. Listen to him here. You know, he just lost.
Obviously, we came up short.
The winner, an economics professor named Dave Bratt, who now, last night, 7 o'clock was an unknown. Now he is a Tea Party national hero. Listen.
It's not about Dave Bratt winning tonight. It's about returning the country to constitutional principles. It's about returning the country to Judeo-Christian principles.
Yes, a contradiction. But what Bratt really means is swapping the homosexual agenda with biblical sexual mores. And that's a good thing. Bratt also rallied Virginia voters by tying Cantor with Wall Street.
The obvious elephant in the room is the financial crisis right back in 07. And so you say, well, surely our leaders learned something after that disaster that brought our nation to its knees. And the evidence is overwhelming. They did not, right? The crooks up on Wall Street in some of the big banks, and I'm pro-business, right? So I'm just talking about the crooks.
Yeah,
they didn't go to jail. They're on Eric's Rolodex.
Who are those crooks on Cantor's Rolodex? The ones who funded his campaign?
Eric Cantor represents everything that is loathsome about the modern institutional Republican Party, and not just loathsome to me as a liberal, but loathsome to Tea Party activists, loathsome to ordinary Americans, and loathsome to the voters in Cantor's Virginia district. If there's one detail that sums up what we all find so distasteful, it's of course this one. The Cantor campaign spent almost $170,000 on fancy steakhouses like Bobby Vann's and BLT Steak, more than his opponent spent on his entire campaign during the same period. Neither of those outlets have any restaurants in his district, it would appear. Now, it seems like a safe bet. Cantor wasn't taking many of his constituents out to dinner. Maybe all that steak had something to do with the huge share of campaign cash he was raking in from PACs and large contributions. In the end, Cantor raised almost $5.5 million, and that is no small feat. Where did it all come from? Well, largely from the financial industry, from private equity firms, hedge funds, from Wall Street.
It's Jewish Wall Street. Goldman Sachs is led by Lloyd Blankfein, Blackstone by Steven Schwarzman, and Fat Cat Sheldon Adelson poured millions into Cantor's PAC. That's why Cantor's voting record looks like a things-to-do list for a bar mitzvah. He lost no opportunity to please the Jews, not his Virginia constituency. I mean, Virginia voters have jobs on their minds, not endless trips to Israel.
Few things are as meaningful as watching your colleagues discover the Jewish state for the very first time.
This past summer was my 13th visit to Israel. And Eric's 12th.
We keep going back because, like you, we love Israel.
Is this why Brad accused Cantor for being out of touch? Because he kept going back to Israel? Hobnobbing with those he's truly loyal to? Does Cantor love Israel more than he loves America? Well, Brad puts America first.
What would you say, what direction do you want this party, your party, to go in that would help solve the country's problems?
First, you got to get your own house in order before you can help others, and we're out of control right now. Instead, we're centralizing top-down everything in the country right now, and the history of nations is the history of central governments run amok.
We need to get our own house in order, not Israel's. Cantor ran amok to Israel 12 times. That's 12 times too many. Good riddance, Mr. Cantor. Virginia voted an Israel firster out and an American firster in.